get, but they stepped on the usage.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Just the last time we discussed something like this, we discussed the issues of refrigerators on Shabbos. I think I got more emails about that share than anything else. But the truth is that most people in Chutz Laaretz and many people in Eretz Israel are not aware of technological issues that occur as a technology and Shabbos collide together. And maybe you'll say perhaps it's better not to give a shear on water meters on Shabbos when there may not be an answer, or maybe left somebody, you know, high and dry, up the creek without a paddle, whatever it may be. So there is a pasuk in Kohelet in Perek Aleph. The pasuk says, "Vayosef das Yosef mechov." More knowledge means more pain. And if we don't teach about them, then maybe it'll be a misasik. People won't be aware. Maybe don't say anything, and then people will be better off not knowing about the technological issues. Mutav shu shogun v'alim mezidim. Better should be a shogeg by accident than on purpose. On the other hand, though, we can't ignore the fact that technology proceeds to move forward, and there are issues on Shabbos, and we can't bury our head in the sand, and certainly things will become more and more intertwined, and the more we speak about it, though, the more we can clarify the issues, the more we can be aware, we can develop proper tools and proper technology to fit and work together on Shabbos. Also, it's not so simple that if a person is misasek, they unknowingly do malach on Shabbos, you don't need any kapar at all. There's a shuvah for Biki Veger and Simen Ches. Rav Aaron Keller is a tshuva, and the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron as well, it seems to say that maybe there's an issue of a misasek of a da'oraisa, a person unknowingly does a malach on Shabbos by da'oraisa, it could be an issue. That's a machlokas achronim. But nevertheless, I think we can still learn the sugya without burying our heads in the sand. What happens when you turn on the faucet on Shabbos in the olden days, or up until this point in time? Up until recently, a mechanical water meter was installed all over the world. The water tap opens, the water is measured in a mechanical way, the water flows, it rotates a gear by the meter, and it drives the gears, and on the gears there are little numbers, and you looked at your water meter before, and those numbers tell you how much water is being used. And the use of water is driving the wheel through this consisting of numbers on the wheel itself, and there's no particular malach involved, you're just moving gears around when you open the water faucet. There is nobody who prohibits the use of a mechanical water meter on Shabbos, and there's no concern of measuring on Shabbos. Medida is a malacha d'rabbanan, is a gzer d'rabbanan, not allowed to measure things on Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos, Kilchas and Perek Yudbez and Sifchaf, cites Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who elaborates on this, Shuvas Rav Sefraim, Rav Chaim Greenblatt, in Chela Gimel. He also says as much as that between the two of them, they give three reasons why the general use of a mechanical meter is not a problem on Shabbos. The first is that the Isser Medida, the prohibition of measuring things on Shabbos, you can't use measuring spoons to figure how much salad dressing, whatever it may be, that is a derabanan. Why? Because it looks like mecha chumemchar. It looks like conducting business. You're measuring things, you're thinking like scales in the olden days, you want to measure how much produce, how much is going to be bought, and it's in the realm of mecha chumemchar, you may come to write things down. That's why it's asra. This is only when your kavana is to measure the water. But when you turn on the faucet, your intention is not to measure the water. Your kavana is to get water out of the faucet. And therefore, when you open a tap on Shabbos, it does not look like measuring. The measuring is happening somewhere else. This act itself has nothing to do with measuring. It's just a totsah that will come out later on afterwards. And therefore, it's not under the rubric of the Isser over here. In addition, the water comes out b'koach sheni. You're not directly moving the water through. You're turning a faucet, which is then causing the water to flow. And that is like a grumma, which would be mutter in this case as well. The measuring is through a grumma. And finally, on older mechanical models, the measuring was not noticeable in every single usage. And the gauge doesn't move at every single usage. And therefore, it would not be a psik ratio, because you don't know if I open the faucet this time or the next time if it's going to cause the gauge to move. However, newer models, that's irrelevant, because in newer models, even by mechanical ones, almost every drop, every bit of water is most likely going to move the gauge in some way, and therefore that reason wouldn't apply. But nevertheless, halacha l'maisa is that mechanical water meters are fine, because the medida b'Shabbos, the measuring Shabbos issue, is not a problem in this realm. We would be remiss to not mention the sheet of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says you can never open the faucet on Shabbos, And the Chazon Ish would famously, and in Bnei Brak, they do prepare Mayim Shal Shabbos, water for Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish felt that all use of utilities that use public electricity is forbidden on Shabbos. And in addition, using the public utilities is a Chil Hashem, according to the Chazon Ish, if there's going to be Chil Shabbos. That's an Eretz Yisrael issue. That's not an issue in America. In Eretz Yisrael, there's another issue, which we're not going to discuss today. Not so much has been written about it, but in Eretz Yisrael, most of the water comes through desalination, which they take the salty water and they turn it and convert it into drinking water. This process is done on Shabbos, and that does raise issues of Maisa Shabbos, of Malacha done on Shabbos, Borer on Shabbos as well. You're separating out the parts you don't want from the water from the parts you do want, but desalination perhaps is another shear for another time. Okay. Let's turn now to digital water meters. In recent years, water companies have begun to exchange the mechanical water meters for digital, electronic, fancy, smart water meters. The most important discussion of this issue in Halacha is in the Torah journal Yeshurin, in journal 29 Chaf Tes. It was around 2012 when this issue began to be spoken about. For some reason, never in America, only in Eretz Yisrael. But it began to be addressed around that time. So most of what we're going to say now is going to come from the articles written in Yeshurin in volume 29. There are four reasons why the water company wants to change your mechanical water meter over to a digital one. The first is that they have better control and knowledge about water lines that malfunction. They can know if there's a leak in a pipe somewhere, and leaky pipes cause millions of dollars of loss every single year. And therefore, it's good for them to know if a pipe is leaking somewhere. They can monitor it in real time with these smart machines. Two, there's no need to have humans walking around to check your water meter, see what's going on. They can check it right there across the world if they needed to, using satellites and being online. The third is that you can't steal from the water companies if you have the digital. It's much more difficult to steal water and to tap the line in an illegal way. If you had mechanical ones, it was easier to do it, but with the digital ones, it's more difficult. And finally, these meters are incredibly accurate. They can be much more accurate than the mechanical ones. They can sense the slightest usage and are much more accurate in the measuring of the water. They tell us that it's actually better for us because it can measure the water more accurately and they can charge more precise, not overcharge, things like that. I assume they also get something out of it as well, but they say it's also for our benefit at the end of the day. The new counters operate on a long life battery between 5 and 10 years, and they transmit data via satellite to communication to the corporation's computer center. There are three types of water meters that I know of. Most of the discussion, again, is happening in Eretz Yisrael, so I don't know exactly what water meters are being installed in America, but it's one of these three types of models. The first model, in Israel, it's called the Dialog 3G 2011 or 2012, whatever that model is. And in this counter, the base and the display are mechanical. The mechanisms going inside are still the same mechanical rotation of the water moving the gears, and the counting itself is what is computerized. The digital display is computerized, but the mechanical aspect is still going to be working as well. And after numerous tests, they have found that the device detects and records all the movements of the water. It makes a graph and it makes a summary. When it reaches about 11.1 liters of water passing through the pipe, and then it is sent off to the company. Even in more updated models, they did nothing to change it for Shabbos. The second model is called the interpreter model. And it has an advantage over the others. It doesn't have an external monitor, but it has a meter that detects any water consumption using sensors. So the issue of ksiva, of writing, we'll talk about in a moment, may not be as bad, but nevertheless, they're still sensing and relaying information through sensors inside the pipe. And the last is the one that's most worldwide, from what I understand. This is called the octave model, and it operates on sound waves. The meter itself has sound waves emanating from both ends, from one end to the other. And when there's a flow of water, and the water helps the sound waves transmit, when the sound waves hit the water, it alters the pitch and the frequency of the water. And according to the speed of the sound waves that are being calculated, we can see how much water is flowing. The sound waves convert itself can measure the speed, and that uses a digital readout to see how the water is flowing and records the amount of water flowing through the pipe. The counter accurately counts any amount of water, even the smallest drop, and it displays on a digital display the amounts of consumption and the water flow at the moment in the pipe, and much more data that's constantly changing all the time. This is the most fancy and smart of all of them, using sound waves to detect the water flow. Those are the three models that are being used. Again, I don't know which one is being used, at least in Long Island. What do we have? American Water? Is that what our water is called?
It's good.
Okay, so whatever one they're installing, but that one of those three models. What are the halachic issues? Initially, meters only gave readouts for every 100 liters. That was initially what it was done. Based on this, so the Orach HaShabbos writes in Perek Chavav that because a suffek psik resha l'sha'avar, it's a suffek whether each time I turn on the faucet, something is going to be happening, and it's enu miskaven, my kavanah is not to measure anything, therefore he says it's mutter. This is based on a tshuva from a Shlomo Zalman Arbach. However, Rav Nissen Karelitz, Zecher Tzadok Levracha, who passed away at the end of Pesach, in the end of Sukkot, in a letter printed in the Mishmer Shabbos, says it is usur because every action by itself lends to the measuring process. This is simply, each time I turn it, it's one more drop of water that's going to lend itself towards an eventual readout and eventual measuring. And he says, it's not a suffek psik resha at all. I know exactly what it's going to be doing. In a suffek psik resha, there's no connection between the action and the next. But here, every single action is leading towards an eventual readout and a measuring by the machine. And Rav Yoshua was also machmer. However, that discussion is irrelevant now, because nowadays the meters measure every single liter, even less. So every action is potentially doing something. Not just maybe doing something, but really every turn of the faucet is going to be read and measured and digitalized in some form. There are some meters that work by creating a circuit, and obviously this brings to mind the sheet of the Chazon Ish, that the turning on and the turning off of a circuit is bona, building. You build the circuit, you deconstruct the circuit. So the Chazon Ish famously says that is bona. However, it's not so relevant because most of the meters use a modulating current. The meter is always on. It's not being turned on and off. And the level of electricity fluctuates based on the flow of water. And according to most poskim, it's not going to be bona. We'll discuss what it might be in a moment. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach on the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Samech Vav had a chiddush, and he felt that recording information on a tape, like a VCR tape, is a malacha of bona, because you are building and creating a usable tape. And according to this, when the digital meter records information, it creates a disk and a file of the usage. It could be tikkun mana. On the other hand, this may not be the same, because the meter sends the digital information to the company on its own. The fact that the company has a file somewhere with my water information has nothing to do with my turning of the faucet. The meter is timed to send information by itself, regardless of how much water you use. If you don't use the water for a week, it's going to send the same information at the same interval. And therefore, maybe the issue of bona that I'm recording and creating a file somewhere may not be applicable in our case. We're going to go with the issue, and this is what Schechter says in many places, many posts as well, that the recording of digital information is ksiva midarabanan. Writing information somewhere, whether it's ones and zeros on a file, in a computer run by Google somewhere else halfway across the world. What? In the cloud. The cloud is still somewhere. The cloud is still a computer, a bank of computers, maybe somewhere in California, maybe somewhere in South Korea, recording information. And that recording of digital information, meaningful data, is kosev, midarabanan, according to many poskim. This is the sheet of the Orach HaShabbos in Perek Tes Vav, in the name of Rav Yashiv, regarding digital recorders. It certainly means a rabbanan, says the Orach HaShabbos, because it's not a normal way to write. It's not normal to write information that way. It's not the normal way of ksiva. Ksiva means a pen and a paper and writing things down.
Was the avmalacha of ksiva considered writing, or was it considered recording information?
Well, that is the point. So we would say that the Totsa'a was the recording of information, and the Maisa, the act, was the writing of Aleph and Beis on the Krushim of the staves of the Mishkan. But the end goal was to have information, to be able to put them in the right place later on, so that's what we look at. Maybe not an Amalacha, perhaps a Tolda, or at least a Darabatan in this case. Rav Nissen Karelitz says that it's not Miskayim. It doesn't stay there forever. Eventually the ones and zeros can be erased, wrote over in some form, and therefore that's why it would only be Darabanan. Okay, so what do we say now? We're dealing with a Malacha Darabanan of Ksiva. So can we be lenient with the above because if it's a psik resha delo nichale? Every single time it's recorded information. Is it nichale or no nichale? Am I interested in the recording information or am I not? Or maybe it's a complete malacha by itself. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo in Chelakaf and Simon Sadi Aleph was unsure whether it was mutter to ask somebody to open the fridge on Shabbos where you know that the light is on, but they don't know the light is on. Understand the case? They don't know the light is on. But you have them inside and say, do you mind getting something out of the fridge for me? So he's unsure in this case. Is this misasek doing a malacha unknowingly, a psik resha d'nichale, or is it doing it b'maisi adayim? Am I actively turning it on? Since then, what's the normal way to turn on a light in the fridge? The normal way to turn on a light in the fridge is to open the door. It's not a psik resha light. It's actually a malacha, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, because that's the normal way to construct the light to go on. So Nissen Karel says in the Chodshani Hilchas Yantiv that it's a maisi, a diamond, it's not a psik resha. If the normal way is to turn on the fridge light by opening the door, it's not a psik resha. It's not an action leading to something else. It is the malach itself, because that's the way the light is accessed. So it could be over here as well. We're not sure. The normal way to create the digital readout is to turn on the faucet. Is it going on the action or is it going on the malacha that's being occurred? Which Tzvi Weber says that even if the case is a psik resha, it's still nichale because if you don't have water meter, you're not going to get water. So it is nichale, he says. How else are you going to get water? Even if you argue it's lo nichale, so the Mishnah Berurah writes and the Sharsian say that lechadchila psik resha de lo nichale is asar. We don't lechadchila engage in a psik resha. We don't lechatchil open the door into the fridge on Shabbos if the light is on, even though it might not be lo nichale, because it's still usher b'durabban. So the second issue is this: a case of grama. Is it secondary? On one hand, when you open the faucet, it directly causes the meter to run, and many poskim felt that if the totsah, the outcome, occurs more than 2 minutes after the action, then it's a grama. But if it's less than 2 minutes after the action, then it's not a grama. That's Rabbi Yosha's calculation. I'm not sure how he got to that calculation, but it has to be a 2 minute differentiation between the action and the malacha occurring. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the Morei Eish cites Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, who says that we only say a grama is mutter if the action is done in a way where the outcome is not directly connected to the action. Therefore, turning a light switch on for electricity is mavir and mechaba, turning the light on and off. And not grama, because when I flip the switch, it automatically turns light on. There's a direct connection to the action and the light turning on at the end of the day. It's also important to note that the Rama only allows a grama, but makom hefsid, in a place of loss. And a grama that's done derech keva, you can't always use a grama every single time. That was the famous debate behind the grama switch, for the kosher switch for Shabbos. That was the issue that was. To rely consistently on a grama every single time is not so simple. We don't try. A grama is in a place where you need it. B'makom tzorach, b'makom hefsed. But not to consistently use a grama every single time. So what's the din in our case? What do we do? So we have two schools of thought. First, we're going to give the sheet of Rav Asher Weiss, and then we're going to give the sheet of everybody, not everybody else, but many other people in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva regarding this, and it's a tshuva to Rav Shmuel Yosef Shtitzberg, who will be important in a moment later on, and he explains that there's no issue with using the meters at all. Nothing to discuss. He feels that, well, first, I don't think we ever discussed this here. We have to explain Rav Asher Weiss's novelty regarding electricity on Shabbos. He has a very big chiddush regarding electricity on Shabbos. So let's just explore his understanding before we get to our case over here. Rav Asher Weiss says that using electricity on Shabbos is makeh bepatish. That's the malacha. Why? So the Yerushalmi and Shabbos in Perek Zayin. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish spent 3.5 years sorting out all of the toldos of forbidden work on Shabbos into 39 categories. Those that they could determine as belonging to a particular category, they put in that category of the 39 malachas. And those they couldn't, they just filed away under Makabe Patish. So the Rav Asher Weiss says that this Yerushalmi is teaching us a Chiddush. You thought before this that Chazal determined whether something was Asr on Shabbos if it fit into one of 39 categories of Malach on Shabbos. This is the action. Does it fit into this computer of 39 actions? If it fits, it's Asr. And if it doesn't, then it's Mutter. That's how we generally interpreted actions on Malach on Shabbos. However, he says, we see from the Yerushalmi the opposite is true. Chazal determined that if an action, an activity is significant, it's creative, it's constructive, it's melachas machshevas, I'm doing something that's creative, and therefore it's going to be Asr on Shabbos. Only after I decide if an action is melachas machshevas, it's a creative construction action, then do we go and see which of the 39 melachos it fits under. But I don't need the rules of the 39 malachos to determine whether something is asr or mutter. I just have to look at an action to see it to be constructive and creative, and then I know it's asr on Shabbos. And then afterwards I go and I figure out which one it falls under. And therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, that there's no doubt that the invention of electrical appliances is a great innovation. It's a very constructive and creative action for Shabbos. And therefore, it should be Asar on Shabbos because of Makabe Patish. It doesn't have to match Bona or Tikkun Mana or something like that. Makabe Patish is the catch-all for all constructive and creative acts on Shabbos that I can't fit into the other 38. And that's how we view electricity. It's certainly creative and constructive, and therefore it goes under Makabe Patish. Then with that, he says that it's Asar to complete a circuit only when there's a clear purpose and a result that is visible or detectable to the five senses. It's only usher to use electricity when I can see something that came out from my use and my action on Shabbos. And we have many electrical equipment that people use on Shabbos, and it serves their needs or their enjoyment. I turn a switch and the fan turns on. I see the constructive use of electricity, and I got enjoyment and use from that electrical use on Shabbos. That's Makabe Patish. However, we have nowadays, says Rav Asher, commonplace, unintentionally causing the completion of many electrical circuits whose purpose and result is not apparent. For example, turning on a faucet on Shabbos. Somewhere in the back of my house, something electrical is going on. But I can't sense that in any form. And therefore, he says, that shouldn't be Asr on Shabbos. Because what totsa, what reality am I experiencing from on Shabbos? Absolutely nothing. And he says, lefi ani asdaiti, in his humble opinion, there's no malacha involved if I can't sense the electrical outcome or purpose in what I'm doing. And this is a good example. When I turn the faucet on, somewhere else something electrical is happening. That doesn't affect me. It's not creative for me on Shabbos. I don't sense the creativity and the melachas machshavas for me on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of electricity of Rav Asher Weiss. It is a chiddush, and he admits that it's a chiddush. And therefore, he says, it's clear that the person who uses the water doesn't have kavana for the water meter or any writing to take place. I just want a cup of water. I don't care what's going on in the back of my house. However, he says, that's not enough to be lenient. For two reasons. First of all, he says, I'm saying a chiddush, he says. I'm saying a big chiddush when it comes to electricity. And I don't think enough to be lenient in every single case. And we can't ignore the Chazon Ish, who felt there was bona. And therefore we have to contend with Dovr Sheni Miskaven, Psik Reisha, your intentions and things like that. And in addition, you can't ignore the reality that I know something is going on. I can't cover my eyes and pretend that I don't know my water meter is working. I know my water meter is working on Shabbos, and I can't ignore that. And I can't ignore that my actions are being recorded, and you can't say there's no malach at all. So he marshals together three reasons why we can be lenient and use the digital water meter without question on Shabbos. He says, first is grama. He feels it's a grama. The malacha occurs some distance away from the opening of the faucet. According to most Rishonim, a grama is a heter gamor. Only the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Not only the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. But most Rishonim feel there's no problem with a heter of a grama all the time. And they say it's allowed by makom hefsid in case of loss. And there, so too, this is makom tzar. You're not going to have water on Shabbos. Of course you're going to have water on Shabbos. And therefore he says that's one reason, is grama. The second is kalachar yad, a shinoi. He writes in the Minchas Asher in Shabbos, whether kalachar yad is a din in the meiser or the malacha. Do I have to do the action differently, or does the malach have to come out differently? So he concludes that it has to be kalachar yad, different in the usual way of doing the malacha, then it's only Isser Darabon. In the case of opening the faucet, it's kalachar yad regarding the bone or mak of the passage that's happening somewhere else. Turning of the faucet itself does not need a shinoi. You're turning on the faucet in a normal way. But the malach of mak of the passage that's happening on my water meter, that's happening kalachar yad, in a secondary way. Down the line, some sort of recording of information, some sort of macro pattern of electricity is going on, and that's kalachar yad, and therefore that's reason number two. And the third is davar sheinu miskaven. It's not my intention. He says in the case of the water meter, there's still a mechanical aspect, but it creates electromagnetic reaction. And only when the mechanical force reaches the threshold does it create the recording of data. And therefore, each time you open the faucet, it doesn't create a psik resha, because I don't know at every single moment. Now, the only issue with this, point number three, is that according to which one? If you have the one that uses the sound waves, so then every single time it's recording and it's not darvish and miskaven, it's not a psik resha. It is a psik resha because every single time it knows what's going on. So I don't know if it fits for the last one. Anyway, he concludes mishum kol zeh nir deish lahakal b'nir on the dan l'shtamish b'mayim b'shabbos kederach shosu mechol. You can use the water on Shabbos as we do during the week. Now, certainly, Rav Asher Weiss has the shoulders to rely on. There's nothing really more to discuss after that. However, we should.
One of the things he mentioned was being ecstatic.
Yeah.
How does that fit into the whole? What's the
meaning
of being ecstatic on Shabbos?
Grama is mutter b'makom hefsid. So hefsid can also include b'makom tsar, in the case of pain. To not have water on Shabbos would be, or not use water on Shabbos, toilets, sinks, things like that, would be a case of tsar. Okay. Many poskim in Eretz Yisrael feel there needs to be a better way. And there should be a lichat chilo approach, and they would often write that Shabbos is not an aguna that needs a heter. An aguna needs a heter. She's b'makom of tsar, she needs a reason to get out of it, so we need a hetzer for her. Shabbos is not an aguna. They need a hetzer. If you can lichat chila, perform Shabbos without a hetzer, they feel that's the best. So Sternbach says that many people will make mistakes with the water meter. They'll feel that you can use grum in all types of places now, and you shouldn't rely on grum in this case. He writes, Ko mekadosh shvi karoy lo, ko shomer Shabbos kadas mechalo, scharo harba meod al pipalo. He says, you can be mekadosh Shabbos karoy, just enough. But really, the person who does it kadas, who keeps Shabbos in its most perfect way, so scharo harba meod. That's the best way to keep Shabbos. In London, there was a new water meter installed called the Census 640 MC, for those of you following the water meter world. And it was installed in many from homes in London. So in Tavshin Ayin Ches, 2 years ago, in the Kovetz Po'alim LaTorah, which is a Torah journal in London, there was many, many letters. And Rav Yosef Yehuda Weiss argued that the device should be mutter based on the Minchas Yitzchak because of Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei with a grama, Issur Derabanan should be mutter, everything we said. And this is the sheet of Yitzchak Yosher Shvimer. However, Rav Ephraim Padua, who's the Av Basin of Hisachsus Kilos HaCharedim, the Charedi Basin in London, so he felt there's a special responsibility to avoid relying on this because Yisrei Shabbos, we have to be very strict, and one shouldn't have established leniencies for such a terim. A terim should be used b'shas ha'dachak in a case of great need. But there needs to be more reasons. We can do better when it comes to water meters. Rav Yitzchak Yosef wrote that mitzad ha'din, meikar ha'din, there's room to be lenient for the water meters, certainly for Sfardim. They have much more leniencies in this regard. However, he says, it would be l'chadchil to have a kosher water meter. Is there such thing as a kosher water meter? So there is, in fact, a kosher water meter. Rav Shmuel Yosef Shitzberg, who is the recipient of the letter from Rav Asher Weiss that we just discussed, was one of the first to be involved in water meters on Shabbos. And he printed a kuntres she'onei mayim b'Shabbos, a kuntras about the water clocks on Shabbos, and he created something called the Tochnit MH, which is now sold across Eretz Yisrael. It's sold by the Bishmaris HaShabbos and the Eid HaRedis, the Machara Technologi. He sells this device. What does he do? This device essentially has a digital and a mechanical. And you switch it to Shabbos to the mechanical, and whatever information is stored in the mechanical over Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, is then sent to the digital, and it combines the usage of the mechanical from over Shabbos with the digital, and all the nothing is lost. It is made up eventually after Shabbos, and all the homework from Shabbos is sent in and taken care of with the digital at the end of the day as well. And even without any digital activity during Shabbos, there's no loss of information on the amount of water consumed during Shabbos, and it's accurate in the proper measurement. He built into it a calendar that contains Shabbos and dates for more decades than you'll ever need. And on Shabbos mode, the digital count is deactivated and the mechanical counting is started. And after Shabbos, the mechanical count returns, and then the mechanical count returns, and it's calculated retroactively, and how much is consumed during the Shabbos. And that's what he did. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, and many from homes, they use Rabbi Shtitzberg's water Shabbos counter for Shabbos, because it's a lechatchila approach. There's no heterim necessary, and one can use it. I don't even think it could be found in America. I don't even know if it could be installed in America. It would be effective anyway, because the water companies want their machines so they can use that information. So until somebody comes along and creates a kosher Shabbos meter, we have more than much to rely on, and the Shuva of Asher Weiss to use it, and that would be perfectly okay. If the question is then discussed, if you are a tenant somewhere, you're a guest somewhere for Shabbos, and they don't have a kosher water meter, you don't want to rely on the Hetzer, so is that a problem? So the answer is, according to the poskim, it's a psik reisha d'lo nichalei, because it's not my apartment. I don't pay the water bill. The owner of the apartment pays the water bill. And therefore, that's his problem, not mine. Therefore, it's no lichalei to me if his water is being recorded. And that's his problem, not mine. Same is true if you're renting a house, something like that, paying the landlord, globally, not for the water itself. Certainly one could be lenient as well at the end of the day. Okay.